You're listening to Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A lot of Americans are neither right or left of center. Instead, they fall in the middle. And that's exactly who the new show, The Middle with Jeremy Hobson, is looking for. Folks who are in the middle, whether that's politically or philosophically. Now, The Middle got its start during the 2022 midterm election when people called in and tuned in to listen to civil discussions in a safe space. Well, now The Middle is relaunching as a national weekly show just in time for the 2024 election season, and we're bringing it to Boise State Public Radio News starting on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And we're lucky enough to have Jeremy Hobson joining us live now to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Gemma, it's great to be here.
So, Jeremy, as I mentioned, the show got its start back in 2022. Can you talk about how it all came about?
Yeah, you know, I was looking around at the media landscape, and as somebody who grew up in central Illinois, I thought that we were missing very important voices from the geographic middle of the country, people who decide in many ways who is in power in this country and what gets done. If you think about the last many presidential elections, they end up getting decided by a handful of states in the upper Midwest, mm-hmm. or let's say if we extend the definition of geographic middle, Arizona, Georgia, states that are not the center of attention on cable news and in a lot of our media. So we thought, let's have a show where the focus is bringing the voices of the geographic middle forward. Then as we did those pilot episodes last year, what a lot of people heard when they heard The Middle was, oh, I thought you meant the political middle. I thought you meant sort of meeting in the middle. And so what we did as we created what is about to be a weekly show on hundreds of public radio stations across the country is The Middle is the geographic middle, the political middle, the philosophical middle, meeting in the middle, the middle class. It is all of these important American voices that are very often left out of the national conversation.
So I'm assuming the response was very robust to this kind of experiment last year.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, the show airs, as you said, 7 p.m. in Idaho. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time, a time when a lot of public radio stations go into, you know, reruns of shows that aired earlier in the day. We were getting 200 calls an hour into our phone system during our pilot episodes. And I think that shows that there is a hunger out there from people to be a part of that conversation. And by the way, this is going to be the only show nationally on public radio that takes live calls at this point. Talk of the Nation went away in 2013. On Point and 1A and Think, other national talk shows, don't take live calls anymore. So I think that's an important part of it too. We're actually going to give a little bit of the power back to the people in terms of being a part of the show every day, every week.
So Jeremy, talk about it, this really being a safe space, because I think a lot of times, you know, I mean, there isn't necessarily a place where I think a lot of folks want to kind of air their thoughts in the culture and the climate that we're in right now. So when we say safe space, talk to us about what that looks like for you.
Yeah, I think that what we want to be is a non-condescending, non-judgmental place where you can have a civil conversation, bring in different views, and actually hear from people who you agree with and disagree with. We had a call on one of our pilot episodes, and the topic was, what's an area where you disagree with the political party you affiliate with? Which was very interesting because it put everybody kind of going against their own team. And we had a caller who said, you know, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I don't understand, I don't like the idea of trans women going into women's bathrooms. But I feel like every time I bring that up, I'm shot down, I'm called a bigot, and I'm shut out of social media. And our panel guest said, you know, this is exactly the kind of awkward conversation that we have to have in this country to move forward on some of these issues. Because if people can't discuss these things in a safe space, as you say, then we don't get anywhere. And I think, when have you ever seen a divisive issue solved because people decide they're not going to talk to or listen to each other anymore? We have to be able to talk to each other and have to be able to listen to each other, even when we disagree.
Well, and I think you bring up such a good point in that story you just told, because, you know, think about it, right? Is that you can't learn, you can't get educated if you cannot feel like you can have not just a conversation, but ask a question, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas this individual said, this, I don't understand this, and I don't understand why it would be okay. And is that part of this whole concept of the show as well, right? Is let's educate, let's inform, and then people can go on and continue to make, you know, decisions that fit best for them in their lives.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that is the mission of public radio. And I've been in public radio since I was 9 years old. Growing up in Central Illinois, I hosted a show for kids. I was an intern at NPR's All Things Considered when I was 17. And as many of your listeners know, I was a host for 10 years of Here and Now and Marketplace Morning Report. And I do believe that the mission of public radio is to educate, to inform, to enlighten. And I think that's one of the things that this show really intends to do is, these are public radio listeners that are going to be hearing this, that are going to be participating in the conversation, educated people in general, very intelligent audience. And I think that people in the public radio space are ready to hear from people they disagree with. They don't, mm-hmm. they're not going there just so they can, so it's MSNBC on the radio and they can just hear everybody agreeing with what they think. I think that they want to hear a lot of different views, and that's what I want to bring.
So as you mentioned, folks know you from Here and Now in Marketplace. I mean, you are an NPR fixture. So what is it about this show in particular that you said, you know what? Yeah, I want to host this.
You know, when I was growing up, I wanted to host a late night talk show. It was before I even probably knew what public radio was. I wanted to be David Letterman. I think that the nice thing about this one is it's live in the evening. I think that's a great time. You know, when I was doing Marketplace Morning Report, it was on early morning, and Here and Now is the middle of the day. And I think there's something really nice and relaxing about the evening. And I want it to be a fun place to be. We're going to have two panel guests. I have a DJ sidekick, kind of like a late night talk show as well. A guy named Tolliver, born and raised on the south side of Chicago, a funk musician who's going to be there on every show, playing music into the breaks, talking with me and being a part of the conversation when he wants to. But I think, yeah, that's kind of what I want to bring forward with this, is like have it be a fun, relaxed space and something a little different. I think the fact that it's live in the evening is going to already sound different than a lot of other shows that are on at that time.
So I only have about a minute left with you. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping that folks will walk away from when they listen to this program?
I think that I hope that people will, you know, understand that this is a live show. We're taking live calls. There's a lot of risk involved in that in terms of, you know, I hope that it is the kind of intelligent conversation, civil conversation that I want it to be. But also I hope that they say, you know, this is what public radio is all about, that we are able to really let the public be a part of this conversation, have interesting different voices, not just people in the coastal bubbles, not just people on the extremes, but people that occupy the middle, whatever that may mean.
Well, best of luck to you. I am excited for you, excited for this new programming as well, and really appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to start and to be on Boise State Public Radio.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on here. We've been talking with Jeremy Hobson, the host of the new weekly call-in show, The Middle. It starts on Thursday night at 7 p.m. right here on Boise State Public Radio News. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.